Good morning. Another day, another podcast. And I'm joined today, my name is Mark Reed, and I'm joined today by Michael Coyle. And we're going to discuss a few things about something called Stay Legal. So good morning, Michael.
Morning, Mark. Morning, everybody. E-commerce, as we all know, the last 18 months has been incredibly hard for everybody. But one method of doing business has completely skyrocketed, which is, of course, e-commerce. Those providers of goods and services online are doing very well indeed.
Well, they were forced to, weren't they? Obviously, back in beginning of lockdown, all of the buildings shut and everyone had to move their business online, didn't they?
Yeah, and it's, you know, we've been going since 2001, and certainly in the first 9 years, up to 2010-11, there was many people committing to the notion that the internet was going to completely dominate the high street and the high street was dead. And it was poo-pooed at the time, but I do think we are seeing the gradual death of the high street. And I'm 54, when I'm 64,
there's a song there somewhere. Hey!
I can't see the high street being anywhere near what it is today.
So what do you think is going to, just quickly on that, what do you think is going to happen to the high street? What's it going to become? What can you envisage seeing on the high street?
Hopefully, pedestrianised accommodation, affordable accommodation in the city centres, bespoke shops. I always think it'll be like vinyl, you know, vinyl come back. It died in the 70s, it died when CDs came out. But there's a niche for vinyl. I think there'll be a niche for people to go shopping. People will want to go shopping. People want to enjoy the experience. And I can see the malls and the out-of-town malls being more and more relevant for people. And people will want to have a day out at the mall. It'll be very Americanized. Whereas the provincial cities, the high streets, I think they'll completely change. Because yeah. You walk down it now, I mean, it's vape shops, tattoo shops, gambling.
Insurance.
It's and pretty
charity.
Much it.
Hey, charity's on the rise in a really positive way as well, I've noticed.
Yeah, but
even my 17-year-old, she's always wanting to go walk around charity shops. It's lovely.
Yeah. No. I don't know why she was called charity. But there is a clamour for more and more businesses going online. For most businesses that are simply offering a brochure website to those who are buying and selling online.
So what do you mean by brochure website? Explain that to me then.
So the law differentiates, or it certainly did back in the day when it started to look at e-commerce. I always think the analogy of a brochure website is one where you don't offer, you can't take any money online, you can't conduct a contract online.
Brochure as in like a leaflet where you're just able to just view, read, and maybe contact that person.
And I think
the
contract law, that's the equivalent of walking around a shop, walking around Tesco's, you're browsing.
Yep.
You're going around and you go, oh, well, I like the look of that. Oh, that's a nice avocado.
But you're not avocado.
You don't necessarily want to buy it. And that's the brochure website. So when I was looking at the terms and conditions for that, they're very straightforward. You basically need to have what the rules of the house are. But when you're walking around the shop, which is fairly standard, two-page document, then you need to have, obviously, your legal notices, and you also need to have your notice on your GDPR, because even with a brochure website, it's very important that you collect the data. And when you're collecting data, as we'll see later on, you need to notify people as to what you do with that data at the point of collection, which is usually when I'm on a brochure website and, hey, I want to get that newsletter, or, hey, I want to subscribe to some offers and discounts.
Or even contact them.
Contact them. Because sooner or later, that brochure website, I would have thought, especially if the owner is a cynic when it comes to e-commerce, will see the figures, will see the statistics and go, you know what, I should really go online. Because you ask any chip shop, any builder, any plumber, any non-traditional e-commerce business as to whether or not their move to an e-commerce hub has been proven successful, they'll all say yes, all of them. You won't find anybody, in my experience, who said it's been a disaster. There will be problems, you know, not least if you're going to use AdWords and Google, you know, how do you get to the front page? You know, if there's 500 of you all selling the same thing, there's only going to be one page on Google. So there are problems, and there are expenses for that new e-commerce supplier. But if you don't face them on and you don't do it in a way that is cost effective and realistic,
yeah,
then you're never going to go online. So you've just got to get on with it.
Right. So, okay. So my understanding is that if people are moving, companies are moving over more to that e-commerce aspect away from the brochure site, then of course the legal requirements change and the expectations of what you must include on your website and have available for the customer or potential customer, the viewer, to be able to see are what? What is it they're going to be expected to see? Broadly speaking.
I can answer that question by specific legislation. So in 2002, there was legislation that was introduced, which is the e-commerce regulations.
Yep.
And in that, it really is the window for every website operator needs to comply to. So for example, many people don't know that you're not allowed to have a PO box. You know, there is sanctions for having a PO box. You don't necessarily have to pay for your goods if you have a PO box. You have to give information as to whom you are, as to what trade regulators or trade bodies you belong to. You have to have a readily accessible website. You have to have clear expressive terms.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much trying to explain to the user the method of how a contract's done online in a simplistic and easy way to read.
Well, that brings us on neatly then to, of course, lockdown. And I remember you and I were sat talking because we were getting an awful lot more inquiries in relation to terms and conditions and the fact that, as we said earlier, people are moving over to predominantly being on their website. And what was it you said to me? You said two words, stay legal.
Stay legal. So stay legal was a compliance package that we've offered, which basically, depending on what you do, we will review, conduct an audit and provide you with the necessary legal tools to ensure that your website is fully legally compliant. Now that is if you're a brochure website, if you're a B2B website, so you don't deal with consumers, and also if you're a B2C site, or a business to consumer, and or business to business. There are differences between the three. The levels of detail and the level of protection and comfort that a consumer demands is higher than a business.
Yeah.
So where you are dealing with consumers, where you are dealing with children, it's very important that the contractual and the data aspect of your business is looked upon.
There was quite a lot of calls that were coming in that were just focusing on the data and privacy and everything.
Data is massive. I think data is absolutely going to be the big thing of the next 30 years. It's going to be, and I've always sort of given it it's not really that important, because I don't mean that in a facetious way, but you can only see online the amount of tens of thousands that consultants are charging for data protection advice. And it really isn't necessary for a small business to incur anything of any sizable fee. I say that because it's relatively simple in that you collect the data, you let people know what you do with that data, and you have a two-page document, and you comply with the Information Commission and the GDPR. But above all, it isn't so much the issues regarding prevention and being sued. It's such a valuable asset.
It is.
You know, that's one of our things that we need to do within our firm, is to get our data all collated and assessed, and because it's your business. It's everybody, any marketeer will tell you, your business is sitting on your database. So if you've got 5,000 people who have come through your doors, you know, in terms of online, that 5,000 people needs to be put into some form of system, collated, looked after, and you can keep hitting them. And then when they email you, say, look, please, leave me alone. I don't want to use you anymore. You remove them.
Yeah.
That person's no longer on the database, and you can focus on those people who want to be associated with your brand. And that's a joy about data. That is a joy about the valuable. Because if you get an imagine 5,000 people all expressly state that they wish you to look after their data. They don't want you to remove the data. They're happy for you to email them. That's 5,000 people you can market and target.
Mm.
That's why data and GDPR is so important.
Okay, so just going back to the law then, so when it comes to, and the website, e-commerce, etc., when it comes to, you know, us getting a call, someone says, I need this looked at, I need that looked at, I've actually seen on your website, www.staylegal.co.uk, that you do offer this package. It's really crucial for me that you go to town in regards to data. I want to be able to, you know, make sure it's clear on my website that this is how we conduct ourselves and this is how we manage your data. So what is it we offer then in that regard?
So we're offering a whole compliance package. So we've been around long enough now to be feel confident and have the knowledge to be able to put our arms around any business that's online mm-hmm. that's got any inquiries regarding its e-commerce affairs, be it customer issues, be it GDPR issues, be it litigation issues. Doesn't matter what it is.
Okay, so just to be clear then, so when someone phones us up and they want to obviously pick our brains, this is not all about just being able to give them some terms, you know, to give them a policy there.
No, we basically, once we ensure that the website is compliant, you'll get a nice certificate to confirm that you are trading legally
yep.
in England and Wales. You will also obviously have the requisite notices and the data protection. And we also include the whole year's support. Mm. So you don't have to worry about having, you know, a small invoice of £34 because you put in two calls to us. It's
yeah.
not going to happen.
Yeah.
I often say, when I got to look something up and sit down and give some thought, you'll get a bill. But in any event, we have a fixed fee for the Stay Legal, which can be paid over the 12 months. And it works out between 5 and 10 hours work. So the fee of £1,500, it does work well in terms of the hourly rates and what we're doing. And you just know that you've got someone on the end of the email, on the end of the yeah. phone, that can help you with anything to do with your e-commerce inquiry.
And of course, any amendments that you might have over the course of a year, which undoubtedly does happen, as long as it's not a full rewrite,
yeah.
you can rest assured that you'll get that. So, yeah.
So the website, staylegal.co.uk, obviously we'll audit solicitors. We'll be posting regular podcasts and vlogs on Stay Legal, and you can also see a number of websites that are carrying the logo.
No,
it's
great.
Not going away.
It's not, no, and we're getting more and more calls because of it and people taking up our package or packages. And yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed this chat. If you have any questions further to what we've said, because we've skirted over a couple of points, obviously because we'd like to speak to you in person. But if you do have any questions, then yeah, pick up the phone, have a chat. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Mark.
See you soon.
Bye.